Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. I founded Lead Above Noise in 2014 to help companies retain, engage, and develop their talent. Because talent is the key to workplace success, and I love showing up each week to share some of my insights with you. Which brings us to today. Today, we're going to talk about some survival skills that we can all use to manage through the chaos of the back-to-school season. We all feel that whiplash-worthy shift from summer into fall. Let's start with a fun, random Rachel fact. I do not watch horror movies. They scare the living daylights out of me. Even the 80s ones where the blood looks kind of like melted jello. I just can't handle those jump scares. You know, those moments when the bad guy leaps out and does some scary thing. And it's pretty ridiculous because I always know it's coming. But still, it triggers the sweats and the shakes. So I stick to rom-coms. I have a similar experience each year when back-to-school season hits, like a ton of bricks. I always know it's coming, but it scares the living daylights out of me, triggering its own brand of sweats and shakes. This, however, is a little bit less avoidable than Freddy Krueger. And I know I'm not alone here. I also know this isn't just a thing that impacts parents. Even if you don't have kids or yours have grown and flown, this change of season from mellow, roll-with-it summer to a sudden shift into high gear because Q4 is around the corner, it's a real doozy for all of us. But this year isn't my first rodeo, and I've got some strategies under the belt that I've honed over the years. So let's talk about how to survive, and hey, let's even shoot for thrive in this season of sweaters and notebooks and just a little bit of chaos. First, fortify yourself for distance. I don't like to brag, but I'm pretty awesome at summer. Friends, barbecues, vacations, these are the things that tend to pack my calendar, and I do them like a pro. I'm still working, of course, but with so many people on holiday, big projects and meetings tend to get pushed into fall. The summer season for me is wonderful and rejuvenating, but also a little bit sneaky. It lulls me into thinking everything is manageable, under control, easy peasy. And then suddenly, here comes that jump scare. The intensity of fall, kids back in school, clients ready to jump into the deep end, it can be a doozy. The back-to-school season just commands more energy than summer does, and this year I'm planning for it. I tend to go quickly to stress and anxiety in the chaos of back-to-school. And while I can't control what's coming at me, I can absolutely have some strategies in place for keeping my cool. I'm reminding myself and the people around me of what my stress signals look like. We all have our tells. I tend to get snippy. I start over-exercising, and I may pull away from friends. And so when you see me doing these things, I'm like gently crying for help. By reminding myself and my loved ones to be on the lookout for these behaviors, chances are higher I'll spot them before I spiral too far out. I'm also keeping a list of rejuvenators. You know, those quick, simple things I can do, like call a friend, shove my face in my dog's belly, take a quick yoga class, to get some fuel back in my tank. Doing this reflection and prep before you hit the anxiety zone is a gift your overwhelmed self will thank you for in the fall.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey, it's Rachel. If you're like me, then you love hearing from inspiring leaders, especially when it comes to the bold decisions they've made on their journey to success. That's why I recommend checking out the new season of Deep Purpose from Harvard Business School. Renowned business mind and HBS professor Ranjay Gulati sits down with executives from companies like Levi Strauss, Unilever, and Alaska Airlines to discuss the courageous business decisions they made and the impact they had. Don't miss out. Listen to season 2 of Deep Purpose wherever you get your podcasts. And tell them I sent you. Next, keep your eye on the prize. Lots of things during back-to-school season are screaming in my face, but how I choose to respond is completely up to me. I have to remember this. I alone am responsible for how I spend my energy, attention, and focus. Only when I'm being lazy do I just say yes to everything and then do a mediocre job of all of it. To do back to school well, with grace and impact, I have to continuously remind myself of what impact I'm here to have, not the to-dos I have to cross off a list. When I'm intentional, my focus during this season is on ensuring my kids are settling into a new school year and schedule, my clients are feeling supported and empowered heading into Q4, and my health and wellness remain a priority. Keeping this front and center helps me confidently say no to running a bake sale, which is kind of for everyone's safety, to speaking at events that aren't aligned to my brand, or to reading or learning or consuming information that isn't likely to move me forward in my chosen realm. So now it's your turn. Who will you commit to being? What will you focus on? And who needs you most during this season of upheaval? Get really clear on this and then get ready to say no to the distractors. Next, carry through your steadying practices. With the easy rhythms of summer, I'm able to be more thoughtful, more intentional about how I spend my time. Without really thinking about it, I establish some great practices that tend to fall out the window once back to school hits. This year, instead of running headfirst into the chaos, I'm taking the time to reflect on what summer practices I established that served me well, and I'm finding ways to carry them into the fall season. Here are some of the practices I really dialed up this summer that I'll be continuing in some form throughout the fall. Planning my content. Between hosting this podcast, publishing a newsletter for my business, and just staying present and active on LinkedIn, I spend a lot of time on content development. I tend to let myself be inspired in a moment, but over the summer, I developed a rigor around planning out my content a few weeks out. It's a simple practice that makes me feel more creative and efficient. Spotting similarities between clients. I want every client to feel like my work with them is custom. And it is, but that doesn't mean I can't pull insights, ideas, and strategies from my work with other clients facing similar challenges. Being intentional about looking for these similarities actually enriches what I'm able to deliver to each client. And connecting mindfully with other providers. Having coffee dates with other practitioners in my field isn't something I do much of in seasons of intensity. But I did more of it over this summer, and it really pushed my thinking and expanded my pool of collaborators. By looking in the rear view at the practices that most fueled me during the summer, I'm bringing some of this intelligence into my fall. So what are 2 to 3 things you did this summer that you'll create the discipline to carry forward with you? And finally, check your progress on the regular. I'm committing to regular check-ins with myself. A practice serving me this week may lose its shine down the road. I may need to try something new, but I don't know unless I'm assessing and reassessing. As the back-to-school season marches on, as the end of Q3 starts to morph into year-end, I'll continuously ask myself, what's working, and I'll keep doing it, what's not working, and I'll let it go, and what may I want to try next? And there you have my back-to-school inoculation strategy. I hope it feels like the perfect fall turtleneck. Hope you'll join me next week for another great episode. Until then, visit my website at leadabovenoise.com if your organization is looking for partnership in retaining, engaging, or developing talent. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow me on the Modern Mentor podcast page on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Farabend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. And our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.